This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. They have everything from Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans. They've got everything you want. I have the Saucy, which is a terrific saucepan. It has curved sides. It has a pouring spout. It has a lid. And it looks so elegant. It's really a pleasure just to look at it on the counter, even before we're using it.
Yes, I love all the colors.
Yeah.
They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays. It's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life. So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code HAPPIER. That's greatjones.com, promo code HAPPIER.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. As I've studied happiness and human nature, I've spent a lot of time thinking about how we can make our lives happier, healthier, more productive, and more creative. And one thing I believe very strongly, and it becomes clearer to me all the time, is that to be happy, we must build our lives on the foundation of our own nature, our own interests, our own temperament. There's no magic one-size-fits-all solution. We each must decide what's true for us. Because I talk about this theme frequently and think about it all the time, there's an old story from Greek mythology that I love to invoke, the story of the bed of Procrustes. This story is often used to illustrate the danger of trying to pressure everyone to fit into a single approach. If you don't know it, here is my version of that ancient story. Once upon a time, there lived the owner of a small estate that was located on a busy road, the sacred way between Athens and Eleusis. This man was named Procrustes, which means the stretcher, and he was cruel and vicious. When travelers passed on the road, he invited them into his house, gave them a generous dinner, and then asked them to spend the night in his special iron bed. No visitor ever fit that bed exactly, so to make them fit, he'd stretch the bodies of the visitors or amputate their limbs, so they'd fit exactly. And either way, his guests would die. Eventually, he was killed by the hero Theseus, who fit Procrustes to his own bed. Nowadays, terms like Procrustean and the bed of Procrustes are used to describe situations where someone tries, perhaps ruthlessly, to make others fit an arbitrary or unnatural standard. I find that it's easy to assume that a bed that fits me perfectly should fit another person just as well. But that person's probably taller or shorter. Or in other words, I'm a morning person, but someone else is a night person. I'm a simplicity lover, but someone else is an abundance lover. I'm a marathoner in my work style, but someone else is a sprinter. I'm an abstainer when it comes to resisting strong temptation, but someone else is a moderator. No bed fits every traveler. We can hurt people when we try to force them to fit into our model. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.